number one sports betting show coming out with Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
And baby Tony.
That's what we got. Pino is a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
What?
What's up, you Avion drinking son of a bitch?
Yeah, this is refilled now for like the fifth time, but it was once. And
look at you.
That is very bad for you, Bruce.
Why? What?
You're not supposed to refill plastic bottles.
Oh, Bruce.
I mean, we're not doing it for like 2 years straight.
Just in general.
Bruce.
You're telling me one refill, it's like, that's bad.
Bruce, your health.
You said five.
Yeah, it's been a day.
Yeah.
Your health, Bruce.
I'm just letting you know.
That's bad.
Get yourself a military grade.
Yeah.
Carbon fiber.
I know you have all those Yeti coffee mugs. Why don't you get a Yeti water bottle?
What are we doing?
Maybe a Stanley.
Don't get one of those. If my Bruce is walking around with a Stanley with a straw, I might keel over.
That would be a Bruce move.
It would be.
Anything else?
Is my Yeti plastic bottle good?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
fine. That's good.
It's a water bottle.
So what happens?
What the fuck's the difference?
Like the plastic depreciates if you keep reusing it.
Yeah, and it gets into your system, dude.
Yeah. You might as well drink tap water while you're at it.
Huh.
I do drink tap water.
No.
That's
filtered out of there. All right. This is a gambling program. We will talk about gambling. Mate, your hair looks great today.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Tony.
Wildcard weekend has ended.
It's Jover.
Yes, it's Jover for my team.
Jover for all team. Of us.
I don't think any of us got
it.
My favorite part is whenever you put out the Joe Bo, it was Philadelphia over, and everyone says, well, what about the Dolphins?
Oh, no.
Guess what? I put out the best fucking Jover tweet I had for the Dolphins. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's supposed to be Jover for the fucking Bricks. I buried the Dolphins. Don't worry about my team. I know we're dead.
Bingo. The
slow joke.
Bills won and covered. Just a terrible, terrible start for the Pittsburgh Steelers. There was the fumble by Pickens.
The pick. I mean, in the fucking end zone
interception. And that was 14 points. And that's pretty much what decided it. Also, some poor tackling on a couple of touchdowns as well. And that was pretty much your ball game. Josh Allen's really good at football. I didn't think Mason played bad.
Me neither. I didn't love that Joey Porter getting knocked up like that from behind.
I didn't either. Neither did the Steeler fans.
No.
Feels
like that feels like that's what a block in the back is.
It was a spear in the back. Yeah. But I don't think that wasn't.
No.
Yeah, it is an interesting point though that like the pushing of the pile.
No,
that's kind of a block in the back.
Yeah, but let's.
But when there is no pile and there's just one guy, then you're just killing a guy.
We can't do the pile thing because then it's gonna be a thing. So terrible, terrible start for the Steelers, and they could never come back from it. And then the Eagles they continue to suck.
What happened?
They just. Stink.
They're bad at most of the football stuff.
Yeah, tackling.
So, but like, what it was it
covering?
I guess it was pretty much all year.
There was a good point on the telecast. I don't know who really pointed out, but they did switch to like Matt Patricia as the D coordinator calling plays specifically, like legit, like 7 games ago, and they're fucking.
No. It was
4 games.
Seattle.
Yeah, it was after they were already there because they didn't switch when they were doing well. They switched after, and then it didn't get better. But if no one on your defense is going to tackle, it's going to be hard to call plays.
Yeah.
Debo might have been onto something when he was talking about Bradbury.
Well, I mean, just that whole situation. I mean, just terrible. It was bad. Very bad.
Do they have injuries on defense? Not
I'm
really.
Sure.
They're linebackers, I believe. They're not the original linebackers.
Blankenship.
I mean, that's everyone basically that played last night except for the Bucs. And in the playoffs, you're gonna have to fight through some injuries.
So my worry with the Lions against the Bucks can pressure.
They can.
And if you start getting the Jared Goff, some things can happen.
I've got some leans early.
I think it's a bad match. I think the Lions win, but I think it's a bad matchup.
Okay. The Lions are out. First game, Texans, Ravens, 9.5. I might sneak a Texans first quarter, first half in there, see if there is any rust coming from those Baltimore Ravens.
What was the score when they played before?
It was, I don't know, week two. It was close to half. Week two or
three. Didn't really know who they were going to be. I believe the Ravens won going away, but I could be wrong.
Yes, but when you like when you look at the stats, Houston loves to throw the ball. They throw the ball almost 60% of the time. They're number five in yards per pass. Baltimore has the number one pass defense, so there's a matchup there. And then on the other side of the ball, Baltimore runs the ball, number one in the National Football League. They're third in yards per rush. Houston's number two in yards per rush defense. So a bit of a matchup there. But on the other side, Houston's pass defense has not been good, 27th. And then Baltimore's rush defense, they're actually 25th in yards per rush. So, really? But the Texans don't really, they're 29th in yards per rush. So can they take advantage of that?
Yeah. Who I mean, knows? Devin Singletary is a
bit. He has been running better.
Yeah. What I'm hung up on here is that the Texans defense hasn't really played a top 15 offense basically all year long. So it is a very unproven bunch heading into, you know, obviously the number one seed in a unique challenge in Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore.
I did a look ahead at the weather for all these games last night. Nothing too bad as of right now. Just some cold, but no, it doesn't look like anything's going to be too bad out there.
Yep. The other thing, though, is like C.J. Stroud didn't get touched.
Last week?
Yeah.
No.
Browns, he didn't get. I mean, I don't know how Myles Garrett doesn't touch him once, but he really barely got touched. Maybe a few shoves here or there. I do think that the Ravens get to him a bit more, which obviously, you know, if you get the head of the snake there, it's obviously blouses.
Yeah, that Texas O-line is
pretty solid.
Sturdy.
Yeah, very. Jeremy Tunsil played unbelievable.
Green Bay and San Fran's 9.5. Looking at that one, San Fran, their fifth in opponent yards per pass. They're going to be tested against Jordan Love. They're 14th in opponent yards per rush. Aaron Jones has been very good. And then on the offensive side of the ball, San Francisco has a significant advantage.
Niners might run the ball 50 times.
Packers defense has been better the last 2 weeks, but Cowboys haven't been able to run all year long. Bears have, though, and they handled the Bears pretty well. The Bears are not the Niners, though.
No.
Yep.
I'm thinking that one
over.
Yeah.
Every Packers game, they're, as long as they are alive and well, is probably going over 50. I'm at the place now with Jordan Love where I will throw him firmly into the Joe Burrow camp where, you know, he showed me getting 10.5 against anybody. So that's where I'm at today. I know that the Packers defense is going to get shredded, but I think Jordan Love's just going to do his thing and keep it close. And if it gets out of hand, he'll have the ball with 2 minutes left and probably backdoor it. So that's where I'm at. I do think that the 49ers end up winning unless Brock Purdy basically dookies his pants and throws like four interceptions.
Bucks at Detroit, where are we at? 6?
Yeah.
So in this one, opposite of where Texans Ravens is good on good as far as strengths, offense versus defense.
6.5, sorry.
This one, so Detroit has a number 3 rush defense. Tampa is 32nd yards per rush, so whatever. But passing, Tampa is 11th. Detroit is 30th in stopping the pass. So look for Tampa to throw potentially. And then also Detroit, number 4th in yards per pass. Tampa, 25th against the pass. Both passing games could and should have success. Both rushing defenses are good. Top 6, both rushing defenses.
Yeah. I'm worried about Bake on the road here. It just is a tough barn. Place going to be fucking cranked.
It is, but +7. They don't exactly get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
True. Hutch was back at...
How much do you think...
Back at Ohio Stadium, pinning his ears back towards the end there.
I just think... Yeah, I just think the Bucs defense here. I think 6.5. I think Lions win, but I think 6.5 is too much.
I kind of do, too. Well, but I think it's going to be a lot of points. So it's one of those games where... Like when there's ends up being a lot of points and it ends up being like 35-27, some shit like that. Who knows? I don't know which way I'm going with that one yet. And then the last one.
They can't raise Cade Otton's receiving prop high enough. That's all I know. It was 20 last week. Now it's going to be 30. It's like maybe a little higher, boys.
Fucking bingo. And then obviously the nightcap on Sunday, which has been a matchup that, it's been awesome the last few years. Buffalo, very strong pass defense. KC, very strong pass. These teams are they're very fucking similar.
Yeah.
And it should be a good game.
The difference, I would say, is that, you know, and people have been talking about it ad nauseum, but the Chiefs were 2 of 6 in the red zone against the Dolphins. You do that at Buffalo and you lose.
They've been kicking a lot of field goals recently.
They've been kicking a lot of field. It's not like all roses where the offense is fixed and Travis Kelce's going 175, two tuds. That's not really what happened against Miami. If that was the case, it would have been
to that point. KC's 19th in red zone scoring. Buffalo's 5th in red zone scoring. But where I said they're very similar, like KC rushing is 11th. Buffalo rushing defense 28th. Buffalo rushing 8th, KC rushing defense 23rd. On the passing side of the ball, KC is 17th. Buffalo's passing defense is 6th. Buffalo yards per pass is 7th. KC's passing defense is 2nd. So
just generally health-wise, though, like he would KC's definitely healthier, say KC's defense is better going in.
Yes. Oh, I agree. Now, and they both... Buffalo 3rd in getting to the quarterback as far as sack percentage. KC's 1st.
This is an all-time Mahomes snatch your soul game.
Yeah,
I think both of these quarterbacks just make fucking.
Yeah, they're gonna be snatching souls back and forth. Yeah, you know?
But if Josh goes in there and wins, or not? Sorry, if Mahomes goes in there and wins.
Yeah, the watching the game yesterday, I thought Mason looked decent. I hope Rasul Douglas comes back for the Bills because I don't know how they're going to do without him. Linebacker injuries. I don't know where I'm going on that one yet. I know where you're going.
What's that?
Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. You got to take points for sure.
I'm back in the home team, I think.
Okay.
There's also like I have a buddy who is a just diehard Bills Mafia guy. This is like very deeply personal to beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs at home to them. They're going to be that well, building's going to be something else.
Mahomes has obviously had their number.
Yeah. It's a snatch your soul.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
It was COVID.
Huh?
1-0 Buffalo was COVID.
Huh? One more time.
Patrick Mahomes is 1-0 in Buffalo. It was COVID year.
Okay. I didn't know. You used.
What? Yeah, I shorthanded that one for sure. I'm worried about this fucking water bottle now. I'm pouring it out after this.
Nobody lives in their own head more than you do.
It's called a callback, Tony.
I know. So you're not actually worried about it?
The water bottle?
Yeah.
No, I am.
You fucking pretzeled this guy for the rest of the show.
I mean, those are just facts. I didn't mean to pretzel.
Yeah, now I taste plastic in my mouth.
Still like, cold,
no,
true.
No wonder my teeth feel weird.
What do we like in the association tonight?
I mean, your teeth feel weird for a different reason. There's only 3 games in the association. I only like one of them enough to take a pick. And I'm taking Denver going into Philly, getting 3. Just because...
Is Embiid playing?
Embiid isn't listed as out yet. I assume he's playing because of the line.
Yeah, it's down to 1.5.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Let me look.
Ooh, we got to look then. This was a couple hours ago when it was at 3 is when I took it, but I still, especially if Embiid's not
Embiid is in.
He's not playing Maxi or some shit?
Maxi's in.
Oh, I have no idea. This line must have gotten bet down then. But I like Denver. And yeah,
Sixers 25-13 is pretty impressive.
Every single Denver player on their roster or all of their starters are listed as game time decisions.
Oh,
yeah, they're playing.
I just wanted to relay the information.
Yeah, I like the Nuggets there too, actually, Mitt. And then I got a money line parlay with the Clippers and the Suns, please.
Going against the Thunder, huh?
After last night. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you one thing that I'm done doing, and I'm not fucking doing it anymore. Strike every Lakers game from the record, because you can't bet on them. And when you fucking bet against them, they finally show up and be the good team. So I'm telling you right now,
Chet Holmgren just got into foul.
I am not betting a Lakers game again.
I mean, dude, I haven't won a fucking bet on a Lakers game. I've bet on them to start the year a bunch of times. I've been betting against them. Anytime I bet on them, they fucking lose. Anytime I bet against them, they somehow win. Yeah, it's pretty frustrating.
Just bad vibes in general.
No, not good.
Yeah. Did you see the news?
I did.
Oh, fuck. What?
Tomlin is coming back.
Wow. Let's go, boys.
Hold the team.
Somebody alert Brooke Pryor.
He wasn't happy with her.
No, as he shouldn't have been.
Let him talk to the boys first.
You know, I'm trying to rally the troops here. Fucking game got delayed. I'm trying to get the boys up for a snowball game here. Let me take it.
Come on, Coach T. Fucking goats. Do something.
You know, maybe we hire some coordinator.
No, yeah, what you need. You guys need like, what's a hot name in the OC world? Who's
Artie Smith?
Oh, Cliff. Cliff of Pittsburgh. Artie Smith. I'd take Artie or Cliff.
I don't know if Pittsburgh is Cliff's style. I don't know if he's going to enjoy living and working in Pittsburgh.
I think you can assimilate.
Are you guys drafting a quarterback?
Maybe. We'll see.
Kyler.
Chelsea.
Russ. Russ in Pittsburgh would be sweet.
I want the lines left. What's going on with the lines, Tony? Tony, say something. You've gone oddly quiet.
He's disturbing. What's fucking wrong?
He's tweeting his State of the Union to his
completely good. Masses. Completely good. That was a Morency tweet. Completely good with Coach T.
ETC. I had to get my
ETC.
I had to get my word out.
Read it.
You're true.
I was completely good with Coach T coming back. There needs to be some changes in some way, though. You can't just run it back.
Update the ticker. Tone Diggs is completely good with Coach T.
Ugh, fuck!
ETC, ETC.
Thought we wanted wholesale changes.
Yeah, with
underneath.
Quarterback.
Now, okay. Bring in Vrabel as DC. Bring in Big Mike as the OC, okay?
Mike Vrabel coaching the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep. I want Saban running the special teams. It's going to
be one of the greatest things of all time.
Pete Carroll is day-to-day.
Oh, yeah. Wink in Pittsburgh.
Who?
Wink.
Who?
Wink Martindale, you mutt.
Are we going to the ice?
Yeah.
It feels like we're stuck on the gridiron here.
Rags lose to the Kraken. We all know it. We see it coming.
Oh, yeah.
Paying $2.
How are you guys still 27-13?
I don't know, because they play every other game as a $3 favorite and win. And
I don't know how you're not this big of a favorite here.
Kraken playing good puck lately.
Yeah, 11-1-2 in their last 14.
Wow.
But the Rags, 4-0-1 all time against the Kraken.
Tell you why, because there are a million khakis going to the window and betting the Rags -188 and now -200.
I don't hate the Kraken +1.5.
I'm gonna take the Kraken money line here.
Yeah, Team Rye, let's smoke some Kraken.
Hell yeah. Where are they playing?
New York.
MSG.
Madison Square Garden. So much crack. Yeah, you're doing crack in New York.
Yeah, I see. I feel like it's more of an H scene, but yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
All right.
Jesus. Back to fun and jovial situation.
I'm just talking about smoking.
Classic Bruce. I like the Avalanche on a back-to-back.
You know what comes? I like the Avalanche, too, on a short line here against Ottawa, who just snapped their 5-game losing streak.
What do you think, Tony?
I would go pesky sense.
They're not so pesky anymore. That's a bit of the problem. The Avs did lose last night to Montreal, but it's only the second time they've lost in the last 9.
Fucking deal with something here, okay?
What do you think about Ducks Caps tonight, Tony?
If I know anything, the Ducks stink. What's the line on the Caps?
-185.
Give me 60-minute Caps.
All right.
I'm not touching that one. Caps have had a hard time scoring, and they've been on quite a schneid themselves. So, no pick for me.
Okay. Next game?
I like Texas Hockey at home against hashtag Hockeywood.
Gumps, scratching me right where I itch. I will take Texas Hockey at home, 13-8-2 at home. Kings still somehow have just an incredible road record, even though they just lost a fuck ton of games.
They've lost 8 in the overtime.
Since you guys have been there?
What's that?
Yeah, Gumps killed them. Gumps killed the Kings.
I'll tell you who killed them, and I watched them gliding across that shearing ice. It was fucking McJesus out there.
Isles Jets.
See ya. Goodbye.
What?
I'm not touching this one.
Me neither.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like the Islanders get pegged.
Now here's a couple teams. Here's a couple teams you want to watch. Sharks at the Hawks.
Yeah, no Bedard, obviously.
Tell you what, the Hungry Sharks. Right,
Hungry?
Hungry Sharks might be live at plus 125 here.
Are
I
they?
Got, I got nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing with the
10s, 31, and 3. It's a good record.
You don't want to bet on tonight's Patriots Commanders game?
No.
Okay.
No.
Leafs are at the Coyles, speaking of.
Yeah, I'll take the Coyles here. This one scares me a little bit because the Leafs are three-game skid, three-game losing streak. And the Coyles have won, 10 in a row now?
Yeah.
Wow. And 8 of those on the road, so now they're at home. Just feels like it could go, feels like a situation where all these things could work against each other. But I'm going to take the Coyles.
Yes, I'm with you. Jesus, you got to ride a streak till it's all over, my friend.
And last game of the night.
Oh, tough one.
Someone's going up to Calgary.
The Yotes?
Yep.
What's the Yotes record?
Last time I picked the Yotes.
Yotes are 21-18-2?
Yeah, they're playing better, but last time I picked the Yotes, they got absolutely smoked. And
Calgary's playing better as well.
Yeah, I got nothing. Nothing for me there.
Should be a good game.
Should be.
Yeah, I'd get eyes on that one if you could.
Yeah.
If you can.
Get eyes on it if you can.
I will do my best. It's going to be tough Tuesday night. That's going to be on at 2:30 a.m. probably.
That's a 9 p.m.
What else do you have to do? Watch Monarch Legacy of the Monsters?
No, I finished that.
What about Reacher?
I haven't started that. I don't know if I'll get
to jump into that.
Have you guys watched the number one thing on Netflix? What is it? Like Lose You? We'll do it on the pod. I don't know why.
All right, I'm leaving.
Nick,
this is awesome.
Gumby just body bagged Bruce because Bruce.
I've been refilling this, and I guess that's not allowed.
Bruce has been using the same plastic bottle for the last month.
No, just a day.
No, it's been like 3 days.
No, it's a new one from yesterday.
You guys, you like
17 Yeti. That's what I said. You have 25 Yeti coffee mugs. Get a Yeti water.
How many carcinogens are in your body right now?
Oh my God.
Oh no. So
I'd go make yourself puke.
Right actually, now. Bruce, you're probably fine because you kill all the carcinogens with your fifth of whiskey a night. No rebuttal.
I'm all tanked.
That's Bruce's brain.
I'm all tanked.
The live shot of Bruce's brain.
I'm tangled up. I got NFL winners, and that's about it.
Speaking of NFL winners, let's go to the Say Bay Bay.
Say Bay Bay. I got a question.
Go on.
Are we back in St. John's to knock off a hot and pesky Seton Hall Pirates tonight?
Or the Johnnies?
You're back in the Seton Hall Pirates.
I think the Johnnies have come around, right?
I like Seton Hall catching two.
Whoa!
Boom. Yes.
Okay.
Patino did give a great speech the other day, though.
Duh.
Western Carolina, Moneyline versus Samford.
Okay, love those two.
NC State, Moneyline versus Wake Forest.
Okay.
Cincy, Moneyline versus TCU. Ball State, money line at Eastern Michigan. Bowling Green, money line at Miami, Ohio. Charlotte, money line at Rice. I like Iowa State catching 4.5 at BYU.
Okay.
Arkansas plus 3.5 at home versus Texas A&M. And then that's a big one right here, my friends. Utah State.
Ooh.
Going into New Mexico.
Huge.
Yep.
Give me Utah State, catch 5.5.
Okay.
Tough barn.
Tough barn.
Very tough barn.
Tough barn.
Very difficult barn.
Very tough barn.
Gump, I got a parlay for you.
Can't wait.
We're going Utah State plus 5.5.
All right.
We're going, I'm circling back a little bit here. We're going Indiana plus 9.5. I think it's just too many points.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Purdue. It's in Indiana, so it's at Assembly Hall.
Purdue coming off a loss?
No, Purdue is not coming off
a loss. Every time I bet on IU, they've kind of dumbed me in.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the 9.5.
Yeah, this is an Assembly.
Yeah, dude, it's in Assembly.
Against Purdue!
Who do we hate? And then to end it out, I'm taking Baylor money line going into Kansas State. That's a chalky one right there, but it's plus 620 for those three.
Tell you what I would do, Mitt. I do like Baylor, but they're catching 1.5 right now.
Oh, that probably doesn't change it that much.
No, but I will be on that side. I do like Baylor catch 1.5 at K-State.
Okay, I'm changing. I haven't put it in the actual ticket yet, so I'm changing that. Baylor plus 1.5.
I don't know what to do about college basketball right now.
Georgia catching 7.5 at South Carolina is an interesting number as well.
You'll figure it out.
I mean, you jump in the water's.
I mean, UConn's number one. Probably going to repeat. If it's not them, it's probably UNC.
Still,
Tar Heels.
Still number one around here. I think there is a team out there right now besides those that's going to win it. There's a lot of
the Baylor.
I like Baylor, but I think there's like 10 teams that could go on a run this year. Like there's more. Like 15-2 teams, 14-2 teams, 13-3 teams this year than I remember in years past that I think could, you know, maybe we get a surprise. Maybe we get a...
That's a rev your engine
maybe,
bit.
Maybe we get a 4 seed wins it this year, something like
that. Yeah, I need to start watching like College Game Day.
Yeah.
I actually saw it. I said, Jesus, Reese, right? It's straight into College Game Day basketball.
Yeah, I need the pomp, the circumstance, why I care about this at all.
I mean,
I need that back.
If you're gonna dive in, now is the time because we are in conference play.
Yeah,
like these are games that.
And last week, I believe, was the first college basketball game day.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Good for Reese Davis, just doing it all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
You know, I respect that.
Dog. He just loves college.
Guy
just loves ball.
I love college.
When I saw him on Saturday morning, I said, "Do you think anybody has more sports knowledge than this guy?"
No,
I doubt it.
No, because college, then you know the pros.
Bingo.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Wisconsin laying 5.5 at Penn State. I mean, there's a lot of good games tonight.
Okay.
Just get your eyes
on. Yeah, I just don't know which one to bet on, brother.
Anything else?
Indiana, Purdue.
You said Pitt tonight, I mean.
We got a sweet new golf model thing from the Junkies. Shout out the Junkies.
Shout out the Junkies. They introduced me to betthenumbergolf.com. It's a model that they've kind of built. So we'll check that out as golf season comes. I believe the Amex is coming up this weekend.
Yep.
Duquesne and tough tonight.
Duquesne, Tom. They're still good. They're battling.
I'm not going to bet it, but Richmond catching 3.5.
Where is it at?
At Duquesne.
Okay. We'll be all right.
We will be all right.
We'll be all right.
We'll be all right.
Any footy for tomorrow?
Still number one around here.
All right.
I like Union Berlin. Double chance.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Mitt?
Turn, I guess, so far.
Anything from any fan accounts or anything like that?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Just got a sweet background.
Well, Tony, I think this applies to a lot of gambling, actually.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I didn't have the best week in the NFL. I went 1-5. But you know what? The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. Dolly Parton.
That's well said, Mitt.
Yeah.
And thunder only happens when it's raining. I was
waiting for a Dolly Parton quote.
Yeah, we needed it.
I had that bookmarked, yeah.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.